Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime News Roundup for today, December 29th, 2014. I am your presenter, Marilyn Isles. In local news, Linton responds to President's Secretary. From the region, St. Lucia farmers trained in organic farming techniques. And internationally, Ebola case confirmed in Glasgow Hospital. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate Limited and Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these stories and more coming up.
To you by Belfast Estate Limited. Enjoy it, but don't abuse it.
Shopping is a lot easier with Courts Ready Finance. Choose what you want from our wide range of quality products and we take care of the rest. Courts Ready Finance's affordability means there's no deposit. There's no need for a lump sum of cash. It's flexible, which means you choose your payment term and you're guaranteed the lowest monthly payments anywhere. Best of all, it's easy. Easy to get and easy to pay. Shop at Courts today and get what you want hassle-free. Courts Ready Finance. Easy, affordable, flexible.
Welcome back to this evening's news. Unconfirmed reports reaching Q95 News indicate that a partially decomposed body of a middle-aged man of Bells was discovered on Sunday night. A reliable source told Q95 that the man, a middle-aged farmer, was found partially decomposed at his home by his brother. Another source indicates that a foul play may have been a matter in his death. It is said that a search party had been launched in hopes of finding him. Q95 News will continue to follow this story and bring details as it becomes available. Efforts to contact the police remained futile at the time of this broadcast. Opposition leader Lennox Linton says he is surprised by statements made by the President's Secretary, Donnell Blackmore, in relation to his swearing-in invitation. Linton was officially sworn in as opposition leader last week, Tuesday, but with much controversy surrounding who was eligible to attend the event. Speaking with Q95 a few hours ahead of the swearing-in, Linton said that he was baffled that he was only allowed to invite his wife and five other elected members of the United Workers' Party and a media personnel from Marping 2K4 if he was so minded, as a result of space constraints as cited by the President's Secretary. Blackmore in a statement said it was rather unfortunate that the Office of the President was brought into controversy in this matter after Linton extended an invitation to journalist Carlisle John Baptiste as his media of choice without making an official request to the President's office.
The details for Mr. Linton's swearing-in ceremony was discussed with him, to which he agreed upon on the 18th of December 2014, and no further communication was received from Mr. Linton on this matter. If Mr. Linton wanted Mr. John Baptiste to accompany him, common courtesy would state that he informed the Office of the President prior to his appointment with the Office of the President, and not to extend an invitation to Mr. Carrie John Murphy while being interviewed on the hearing the same morning of his swearing. There is a protocol relating to the Office of the President that must be respected and followed and cannot be compromised. The President's Secretary shall ensure that the dignity of the Office of the President is always maintained.
President's Secretary Donnell. In response, Linton says, granted that he was given the option to invite media personnel from Marping 2K4 Limited, he opted to invite journalists that of his choice instead.
All that happened is that I didn't understand that if you're allowing me to invite somebody, that you should dictate who that person, who that individual, who that media house should be. They said Marping, but I didn't think it was such a big deal if I invited somebody else. And so I invited Carlisle John Baptiste. She's now running behind the protocol thing to say, well, oh, they were not advised before. Okay, so fine, they were not advised before. But Mr. Carlisle John Baptist was at the gate before me. He told me they didn't allow him to come inside. And then I went to the office of the president shortly before 10:30. And I spoke to Donnell Blackmore. Did she tell the public that I spoke to her the morning I came? Mr. Carlisle John Baptist didn't barge into the place. He followed the protocol, the rules of engagement. And he was stopped at the gate. While he was at the gate waiting for me to see if I could resolve the matter, Donnell Blackmore, the one I spoke to, because she was the one who sent me the correspondence, I explained to her what the situation was. And then she told me, I will have to raise this with the president. So she went inside, raised it to the president. The president told her, no, he's not accommodating Carlisle John Baptist. I went back. I called Carlisle John Baptist on the phone, explained to him what happened, apologized, and went back inside for the swearing-in ceremony. What's the big deal about that?
Years ago.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton. Environmentalist and former DLP Minister Atherton Martin says in order for the CARICOM grouping to benefit from the new liberties of Cuba, it needs to work smart. In the last 2 weeks since U.S. President Barack Obama announced the normalization of relations with Cuba, statistics show that reservations of stayover visitors to Cuba has increased by 500%, a reality majority of Caribbean countries have never dreamt of. Analysts have told Caribbean countries to be creative if they are to sustain their own tourism product or benefit from the new easing of U.S.-Cuba dealings. Martin says a long-recommended multi-tourism destination, including northern Caribbean country of Cuba, should have been long established.
Years ago, it had been recommended that the CARICOM Cuba Summit should put on the agenda the creation of a new tourism product with Cuba included, so that in the same way that we broke with the Western countries, mostly the United States, and established diplomatic relations with Cuba, in our case, way back in 1996, we should have developed a multi-destination tourism strategy that included Cuba. We should have developed a sports tourism strategy that included the very important strengths in sports and athletics that are available in Cuba. We should have developed medi-tourism as Cuba has developed, so that in fact the world-class health services available in Cuba could now be available in our countries or through our countries, and so that we would in fact begin to build a partnership with Cuba that transcended the political declarations against the embargo and would have graduated into concrete, practical, economic, intracultural relations between the Caribbean and Cuba. But we didn't do that. And now Cuba is opening up.
Environmentalist and former DLP Minister Atherton Martin. In more news this evening, Acting Prime Minister Justina Charles says the Dominica Labour Party DLP government is determined to implement its manifesto promises in this new term, but urges Dominicans not to remain in election mode into 2015. Speaking on state-owned DBS Radio, and the Acting PM said they are calling on Dominicans to put aside party politics, colours and differences in a bid to move the country forward. Charles says the party's manifesto is a well-outlined plan to see movement in the development process. She says the party is prepared to review the plan each year to establish where they are and what can be accomplished to fulfill the promises made to the people of Dominica.
And that is what we will use as the benchmark for the next 5 years. And so in every year, as we move on, we will review where we are at and to see what we do to move to really see how much we can accomplish as promised to the people of Dominica. And so in order for us to accomplish that, we need people to set aside differences and to really work together for us to move. Let us put aside all party politics, all colors, all religious differences, all those differences, and let us look at the bigger picture, which is to develop Dominica for the benefit of all the citizens.
Acting Prime Minister Justina Charles. A shortage of agricultural produce is being highlighted as the biggest challenge facing Dominica's Hucksters Association in 2014. This, according to the association secretary, Cecil Joseph, who was speaking with DBS News recently and says the shortage of agricultural produce is a repetitive problem that Hucksters faced during the course of 2015. Joseph says the association saw the situation worsen towards the end of 2014, particularly because of the unavailability of bananas and plantains, and with other products also remaining in short supply.
The challenges which face Hucksters have been a repetition of the situation that has been occurring throughout 2014, which is the shortage of agricultural produce. And in fact, towards the end of 2014, the situation had worsened because of the non-availability of bananas and plantains. Other products are still in very short supply, but we are glad that at this time we are still able to get quantities of yam, dashin, and avocados. The only thing about it is that the prices are a bit high. For example, farmers still are asking between $1.75 and $2 a pound, and that is a bit high because the Guadeloupe market and in the Martinique market, they have their own local supplies on hand, and so that makes our prices high. So I would say that our challenge throughout this year has been the supply of produce, which has been on the low side.
Secretary of the Dominica Hucksters Association, Cecil Joseph. And that's this evening's local news in news from the region. After just 3 months from its initial launch on the 24th of September 2014, the Seed Foundation Incorporated, an NGO, has now provided training to more than 30 farmers from Fort Sejac in Soufrière, St. Lucia, on organic farming techniques, environmental considerations, and health benefits. The project, funded by the GEF UNDP Small Grants Program, includes a series of training sessions using the farming field school methodology, complemented by the demonstration of organic farming activities on selected plots owned by participating farmers, supported by technical experts from the Ministry of Agriculture. The methods used for this sustainable organic farming and food crop production do not require any synthetic agricultural chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, fertilizers, and plant growth regulators. The organic farming techniques improve the ecology of the farm, capitalize on natural means of fertilization, generation of nutrients, pest control, and promote soil conservation. This, in reality, is good agricultural practice in sustainable farming. Organic farming re-establishes the beneficial flora and fauna which exists naturally in soil, thereby making it more fertile with the resultant boost in productivity. And internationally, a healthcare worker who has just returned from West Africa has been diagnosed with Ebola and is being treated in a hospital in Glasgow. The woman, who arrived from Sierra Leone on Sunday night, is in isolation at Glasgow's Gand Naval Hospital. The all possible contacts with the case were being investigated, including on flights to Scotland via Heathrow. The woman will be transferred to a specialist high-level isolation in London as soon as possible. At a news conference in Glasgow, the First Minister Nicola Sturgeon stressed that the risk to the general public was very low. She added that the patient was thought to have had contact with only one other person since arriving in the city, but all passengers on the flights the woman took will be traced. And that has been this evening's Prime News Roundup. But first, a recap of the headlines. And in local news this evening, Linton responds to President's Secretary. From the region, St. Lucia farmers trained in organic farming techniques, and internationally, Ebola case confirmed in Glasgow Hospital. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate Limited and Courts Dominica Limited. If you missed any of our news packages, do log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I am Marilyn Isles, wishing you a very pleasant evening.